In this bulletin, a warning issued for those reporting false COVID-19 home test results. A code brown declared for Victorian hospitals in response to severe staff shortages. And in sport, Usman Khawaja thanks his cricket teammates for their gesture of inclusion during the Ashes victory celebration. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The New South Wales Health Minister has warned people will face hefty fines over the false reporting of positive rapid antigen tests. Brad Hazzard says he himself has been the victim of a fraudulent COVID-19 test report, with someone using his name to declare themselves a positive case through the self-reporting system for rapid antigen tests. He says the prank was irresponsible and illegal, and those behind it will be punished.
It is juvenile, it is moronic, but it's also just so disappointing to think that you would actually undermine an incredibly hard-working public health team here in New South Wales trying to keep us safe. I also want to remind people who do that that there is a $5,000 fine for anybody who misrepresents any facts to the New South Wales Health. The police will come hunting, and if you're caught, you'll cop a $5,000 fine.
The Royal Melbourne Hospital is urging people to avoid the emergency department unless they absolutely need urgent specialist care. The Victorian Government has declared a code brown for all metropolitan hospitals and 6 regional hospitals. In response to staff shortages, the measure will allow non-urgent services to be deferred and workers could be asked to cancel their upcoming leave. The measure came into effect from midday and will last up to 6 weeks. Emergency Department Nurse Unit Manager at the Royal Melbourne Hospital, Susan Harding, is pleading with people to consider first using telehealth appointments.
We had a patient last week that was desperate for a PCR. They called 000, called an ambulance under the guise of having chest pain. They presented to the emergency department and were fast-tracked down to a resuscitation room, at which point they declared that they didn't have chest pain and they really wanted a PCR and wanted it quickly. That is an unbelievable misuse of resources.
There are currently almost 5,000 healthcare workers who are unavailable for work due to being a COVID-19 case or a close contact. To overseas news now. The death toll following the volcanic eruption in Tonga has risen to more than one person, according to the United Nations coordinator in the Pacific, Jonathan Veitch. He says 2 deaths have been confirmed and he is awaiting verification on reports of a 3rd death. British woman Angela Glover is among the dead. Her family has confirmed she was killed by the tsunami that followed the volcanic eruption. Meanwhile, crucial supplies are being delivered from Australia to Tonga to help the country deal with the aftermath of a volcanic eruption that triggered a tsunami. The extent of the damage is still being assessed by the Australian and New Zealand surveillance flights. Aid groups estimate up to 80,000 people could have been affected. In cricket, Usman Khawaja has praised his teammates for their gesture of respect and inclusion when they interrupted their champagne celebration of the Ashes victory to acknowledge that he, as a Muslim, does not drink alcohol. A group photo was being taken with many uncorking champagne bottles when Test captain skipper Pat Cummins noticed Khawaja exiting. He told players to put the bottles down before calling on Khawaja to return to the stage where the Ashes team photo was being taken. In a tweet, Khawaja has thanked his teammates for their thoughtfulness, saying, "If this video doesn't show you that the boys have my back, I don't know what will. Inclusivity in the game and our values as a sport are so important, I feel like we are trending in the right direction." And now for a quick look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 40. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 29. Melbourne, much the same, 27. Hobart, cloudy, 19. Canberra, cloudy and 21. Wollongong, showers, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, rain, 24 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 31. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 33 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.